This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. Let's meet Jeanette. She is a curve model. She's with Ice Genetics. She was just at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, which happened at the Mall of Africa. And I want to talk to her about a lot of different things. And she's signed also to Ice Models in Hamburg, Germany. She's been doing some international stuff. I don't know how you lived this long growing up in Middleburg. Because you can't...
From the farm.
Yeah, but you can't even drink the water in Middleburg.
You can do nothing. I mean, when I got to Cape Town, I thought it was freaking Las Vegas. It was lights and it was buildings. I mean, I grew up in a very conservative household. Like, even wearing makeup was a sin. Everything is... My grandfather's a pastor, so you can just imagine.
He's a pastor? And you've got tattoos and you must have thought,
everything now,
straight
like,
to hell.
No, straight to hell you go, you know?
And you became a model, which, of course...
I became a model with
he
tattoos.
He thinks it's prostitution.
You know? Like, and then... Yes, it's prostitution. And then I do like in my lingerie. And he phoned me the one day and he's like, I was standing in Donna and I was looking at you and someone came to me and they were like, this is not right for you, uncle. And he's like, okay, no, that's my granddaughter. And he's now slowly and surely starting.
Coming round,
yeah.
Bless him. Hey, Jeanette, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Gareth.
So listen, I mean, this is obviously a very, very interesting occupation, being a model, and particularly being a model in South Africa, because there's quite a lot of work. And when you do things like Fashion Week, that makes you quite famous very quickly, because people kind of get to know the work that you do up close and personal.
Yes.
Like on the ramp.
Yes, on the ramp. This was actually a dream for me. Like, I kept on harassing Raftang, the designers that we walked for. I kept on asking them, when are you going to use me in Fashion Week? For 2 years. And then the one day they phoned me, because they also like dressed us for different events and stuff. And they're like, okay, we're ready. Do you want to do it this year? Get us a few girls together and let's make history. And I don't think anyone really expected what we were going to do.
What did you do?
We just rocked it. Like, the people went crazy. And I had a sequins bodysuit under this kaftan. And on the finale,
I just took
the thing to the side and I stood like this. People lost their minds. I was ready to walk in just the sequins, a bodysuit, of course.
Yes.
Now, I love my curves.
You look really fantastic.
Thank you.
Like, when people think of, you call it curve,
yes,
like plus size model, whatever it is.
Yeah.
People think, oh,
unhealthy,
you know,
fat.
Yeah, right.
No, there's a big difference for me between being curvy and being healthy. I work out, I eat health, you know, I really try to live a healthy lifestyle. I mean, I started my first diet when I was 13 years old. Having a sister that's
is this
thin.
Your sister
this
outside?
Is my sister. She's 11 months younger than me. So we like almost like twins.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother used to dress us like twins, but I was the other twin.
You were the bigger one.
The bigger one. And I like really, it was diet tablets. I did the soup diet, the three that I cannot eat tuna anymore because of all the freaking diets I did. And once I just accepted my body and I started embracing it, I actually looked, people told me, you look beautiful now.
So are you saying not everybody can and should be thin?
No, I cannot. This is what my body can do. I work out 3 to 5 days a week.
No, you don't look unfit, by the way.
No,
I can see in your arms,
you
and
know,
yeah, sure.
But I cannot go smaller than this. I cannot go smaller than a 14.
But you got sort of generous hips, and you've got big titties, and you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I got you. Listen, I get that. I'm one of those people who I don't like fat. I don't like obesity.
No, because there's a difference, right?
Yeah, I think that's unhealthy. And I think the people who are obese are unhealthy. I do think that they put themselves at risk.
Absolutely.
Like, they could get heart attacks and they get
all those things.
High
now, I do my vitality tests.
Right.
I mean, I do very well with the reward at the end. So every week I need to reach my goal to get my coffee or my smoothie or something. So that keeps me going. But I do all my things. I check my cholesterol. I check all these things. And I know, I mean, I'm 33 years old. These things are going to start taking its toll. I need to take care of myself.
But it is good. I mean, first of all, to be a plus size model is hard enough because there's not as much work. As much work as there is for all the other models.
But it's picking up, eh? It's really picking up.
And it should do.
Yeah.
Because this is how regular people look.
Yes.
They don't look like
African
African
woman. I mean,
Of course. Right. Absolutely. But the other thing is, like at 33,
yeah,
to be modeling. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm only getting started now.
Because most models, they throw you onto the rubbish heap at like 25. They're yeah. Like, oh, you're too old now.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And this actually happened by accident for me. Like, I never planned to be a model.
How did they find you?
My gosh, I was at a women's tea, right? So it was also at some designer's place, and there was this closet, and you could put on clothes and whatever. And of course, I was also the one that putting on all the clothes.
You're very confident.
I am.
You don't give a damn.
No, I don't give a shit. I'm the one in my bikini on the beach, walking, you know? And there was a girl there that was a model as well. And she's just like, oh, you're always as confident and bubbly, even with people you don't know. And I'm like, yeah, it's not a problem for me. Like, everybody's my friend. And she's like, please, can you just email Donay? And this is the director, not knowing this is the most... one of the most important emails of my life.
Is she very powerful?
The director of Ice Genetics in Cape Town.
Oh, wow.
So send her my images. She emailed me back a week later. She's like, please come see me. An hour later, I was signed. A month later, I started my first job. Now I'm shooting for Miladies, for Donna Claire. The Germans love me, though. They come, No, TVCs for them. And yeah, so I'm very excited. Yeah, it's just booming. And I'm doing it.
Do you agree, though, that, and you would use the word confidence.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the single sexiest thing about any person.
Yeah.
If they have confidence, they own the room.
Absolutely. And you know what? It starts with yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to accept yourself. Once you love yourself...
well,
nothing can stop you.
I don't know how to do that. Neither do most of us. I don't think most of us do. I look in the mirror. I'm always disappointed. Always.
No, man.
No, really. I'm not looking for attention from you. I've said this a million times before. No. But when you look, I just imagine life is so much better when you have reached a point like you have where you love the way you look.
Absolutely.
And also where you realize what your body's most healthy setting is.
Yeah.
And it isn't to starve yourself.
No.
And it also isn't to be phenomenally fat. It's somewhere in the middle. And for each of us, it's different,
it's
right?
It's different, yeah. Yeah, it's different. I'm also like, I follow no diet. Like, I've given up on that. I don't deprive myself. If I feel I want to have a piece of chocolate, I will have that block and not leave it for 2 weeks. And then the day
then
comes and you eat the whole. And then that's the problem. You're like, oh my God, I need. So when I feel I want to have a piece of chocolate, whatever, the wrong stuff, I have cheat days where I go, you know, but we've cut out bread, like things like that in our household. Where
I had a girlfriend who did a lot of modeling, and she would eat the most terrible things and so little of it.
Yeah.
She would always be hungry.
Yes.
And she would always be. Depriving herself.
That's how they get the expressions in the photos. Yes. It's not because it's some hot, high class look. No, they're just hungry.
They're very hungry.
Desperate to eat.
Yes. I mean, the designer, the one designer.
Foraging in the rubbish.
Just feed them.
The one designer told us, like, so now we were a big group at Fashion Week, the first curvy girls. Everybody's a little nervous because we're walking with people who's been walking in New York Fashion Week.
Right.
And he's like, just. Shame, you must feel sorry for some of these girls. The last time they ate was when they were in their mother's womb. So I was like, okay, I understand. And like, they give out food and we're the ones sitting, eating, and the looks.
Oh, they must hate you.
Yeah, and I mean, some jobs also that we do is like we do with thin models. And, and when it's lunchtime,
the thin
I
models
eat,
hate you.
They're just like, and we get paid exactly the same as them. Yeah. So what is the point? What is the point?
do you ever get bitchiness from these the girls?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do they say?
But I don't give a howl. You know,
you take a bite of something really, really bad
the looks.
For you.
It's
and you
actually the looks.
Them.
I don't say anything. It's the look of disapproval.
Yeah.
Like, how can you eat that piece of pizza? And I'm just like, you know.
Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
What's like an average size for a model here in South Africa?
Between the size of 14 to 16 and upwards. So as a curve model...
What sizes are those meant to be, curve models?
Curve models. You can't be smaller than a size 14. But now the other problem is in this industry, now it's like, oh, are you becoming too small? And then you're a little bit too big. So
even curve models, there are rules.
It's starting now. But okay. I'm just on that mindset. If you want to book me, you book me. If you don't want to, it's fine.
Do you have a very strict regimen? I mean, you say you go to gym 5 days a week.
3 to 5.
Three. Well, okay. Yeah. 3 to 5.
I've got a very, very healthy living husband that
That's really more than most of them. Are you married?
I am married. Oh. I got married in Feb.
She's married. She's 33. She's a model. She eats what the hell she wants. It sounds like you've got a very good life.
I'm living my best life.
But this is not the standard pictures painted of a model.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
When did you get married?
Now in February.
Oh, so you've just got married.
Yeah. Huh. After dating him for 7 years.
Oh.
He must be a keeper.
He is.
Were you getting annoyed with him that he took 7 years to propose?
No, I just actually realized. No. I was always the one. I never. Why fix something if it's not broken?
Yes, good
you
thinking.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But then you get to a certain age of your life and you're like, okay, maybe this is what I need to do. Because I'm very independent. I have another business as well in the fertility industry. So the modeling was actually just to balance out the crazy lifestyle. And now that is actually picking up. But now I'm doing
modeling
both.
Balanced a crazy lifestyle? Usually modeling is the crazy lifestyle.
No. For me, it balances because then in front of the camera, like I enjoy, I just let it go.
Right.
So that's where I don't have to think. I don't have to sit. Because working in the fertility industry, it's
so,
like.
So what do you do in the fertility business?
I'm a donor coordinator. So I match up donors for people who can't have babies. I've been doing that for 6 years.
Wow. So
I started that 6 years ago in South Africa.
You put together the right eggs with the right sperm.
That's what I do.
Look at that. at that.
Interesting.
Yeah. We were talking to someone about this just the other day. Remember? Yeah. We were talking about fertility.
It's hectic. Like 40% of the world's population of women is infertile.
40%.
Like, the thing is, it's like women like us that wait, okay, I'm going to work till I'm 45.
Yeah.
And then the day comes, but after 30, your fertility just goes.
Yeah, and also, isn't it dangerous as you get older and older to have children because there can be complications?
That's it, yeah.
So a lot of these women obviously come to you and they go, we need you to help us.
Yeah.
We want to have kids.
That's it. They have everything. They're the most successful and then they can't have children.
This is the thing they want.
That's the thing they want. So between that and the modeling, but now the modeling part and everything is really starting to pick up.
And you say that you've been booked for TV commercials in Germany.
TVCs for them. So I'm very excited to go there. They're on holiday now. It's August. It's summer holidays. So
have you been yet?
No. Not yet. Okay. So I work, but they all come here when it's season. So yeah, I work for them when they...
Where do you live now?
In Cape Town. I'm flying
all the models live in Cape Town.
Everybody lives in Cape Town.
Do you live... Obviously, you've got a husband, so you live in your own place. But these model flats, have you ever stayed in one of them?
No, I haven't, but I've heard.
Apparently, that's just debauchery.
That, exactly.
Of course, no food in the fridge, but lots of
booze. No, but booze, lots of champagne. Yeah. Because lots of champagne and cigarettes.
Mm.
I've
like
seen some
smoke.
Of those models here at Fashion Week. I mean, it's like, I swear the one girl had a packet of cigarettes in like 3 hours.
Well, she doesn't get food.
She's
the smoke is her only sustenance.
I can't eat. Tired.
Wow. This is pretty good. You said you wear lingerie?
I love. Give me a lingerie shoot or a swimsuit shoot.
Hey, now. How does the hubby feel about that?
Oh, no, he's my biggest fan. He's the one.
Are you kidding? If I had a beautiful wife who was modeling lingerie and she was on the big poster outside a shop, I'd be telling everybody to go and look.
Yeah, he is my biggest fan. He actually, the other day, he's booked himself a photography course so that he can take my Instagram photos.
Ooh.
And I was like, yo, where did I find you, guy?
What are you on Instagram? Let me...
It's Jeanette, VANA01.
Why such a complicated
name? I don't know. Really? Because, listen, I had this very Afrikaans surname, Van Aarde. How's
Jeanette.
That word?
In fact, if I just type in Jeanette, it should come up, right?
Yeah, I changed it to Mrs. Seister now. See?
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you. You got 13,000 followers already and counting.
Yep.
All right. And who are you a brand ambassador for?
I am for Donna.
Okay.
Why
did they change that from Donna Claire to Donna?
Oh, they vamped it up a little bit.
Was
also, Claire the clothes.
Was Claire,
Claire was old. She was just too old.
There's the lingerie.
Oh, hey, girl. In my mind, I look like that.
Sia.
When I pose in my face,
Sia,
I look
you're,
like
you're
that.
You're
oh, yeah, no. Sia has this thing where he likes to wear his bathrobe with nothing else on, and then he'll go out and stand on the balcony and hope that his neighbors can see up his bathroom.
Nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. I would do the exact same.
Absolutely.
But Sia is a minus size model. I mean, he's
like
those...
Yeah, no, please, you need to ear, darling.
Right. When you're wearing lingerie in front of the camera, and when you're parading around in those kinds of skimpy clothes in front of everybody, aren't you? Because even people who are as confident as you are, they worry about how they look. You don't think about that.
I don't think about it at all. Do you know what? Like I wish I had someone like me when I grew up. Like, we didn't have this.
Like a role model.
A role model or body positive ambassadors and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think for growing up the way I did and being put in a box, I just think like, and once I realized, like, hey, just look, I didn't give a shit, to be honest. Like, I'm not shy at all. Even if I can wear no clothes, I will be happy.
You would do nudes? You don't care about that.
I don't care. Me and my husband's favorite place to go is Sandy Bay.
Oh, you do that?
Oh, we love it.
You're both nudists.
I made him a nudist. He was very shy.
This is so open-minded. Middleburg must be catching fire.
The devil is on fire. My grandfather must be praying.
This is
very hard.
Something.
Something is.
Oh, Arama Opa.
Arama Opa. I go glut me.
Wow. Let me talk to your sister. Come up to this microphone here. I want to talk to you. What's her name?
Yolandi.
Yolandi, come up here. Don't be shy. I know you didn't come here for an interview, but I want to talk to you anyway. You must be proud of your sister, huh?
Very proud.
Amazing stuff. But you're both good looking. Are you parents good looking?
My mom's good looking. My dad, not so much.
Not okay.
Well, usually that's what happens, is that one of the parents is good looking. Yeah. The other one, the uglier they are, in fact, the more pretty the children.
Exactly. Yeah. Is die groot bulle wat die mooi wat sê altyd?
Wat die mooi verse gooi.
Wat die mooi verse gooi. That's what he used to tell people.
Please tell me you don't still live in Middelburg.
I live in Witbank.
Oh. Even worse.
Oh,
Jesus. Yes. That place is hell on earth, no, right? It's like Mordor. Worse.
I think you need like a passport just to get out of there.
I drove through it on Sunday on my way back from Nelspruit.
Yes.
And the smog and the smoke and the factories. And
it's terrible. I read on News 24 the one day, like, we've got the dirtiest air in the world.
Yes.
I said, I understand Africa.
The world.
Maybe South Africa, I get it, but the world.
That means China and those nuclear power plants in Russia. Places that are just revolting, and you guys have the worst air in the world. And the worst water.
Yes.
Can you drink it yet?
Not really. We've got filter systems and we never have water. We never have electricity. The place is really falling to pieces. It's very sad.
So what do you do there?
We've got an industrial cleaning company. So we work on the power stations.
You have to clean
something.
Because the place is so filthy, you got to clean it. That's a good business to be in.
So that's actually the main reason why we're there, is because of the business, not because we really love Witbank so much.
Are you a little bit jealous of your sister's glamorous life now that she's this model?
I used to do modeling and I just like gave it up somewhere along the line. And I thought, you know what, I want to be recognized for more than just my face, like for my brain, really. Don't tell me I'm beautiful or whatever. And then when she started doing this, I thought, this is the most amazing thing that she could ever have done in her life. I'm very proud. Biggest fan, eh?
Yeah. And you're younger than she is.
I am.
11 months only. Yeah.
Not even a year, but...
Wow, your parents were busy.
No, so busy.
Very.
Yolandi was the flu.
Yes. They believed you can't fall pregnant when you breastfeed back then. I'm like, really?
Oh, no, sure. old wives' tales.
Yeah.
All right. Are there other beautiful people in Middelburg and Witbank?
Yes, a lot, really.
Really?
A lot.
Okay, I thought
you were there also. Who's the farm girl?
I don't know.
Eileen Creel is from Witbank.
Is Eileen Creel from there?
Yes.
She was so hot in her day, huh? Where's she now? What's happened to her? Nobody knows. She didn't go back to Middelburg, that's for sure.
No, definitely not.
Mubs, you know anyone from Middelburg?
No, I don't.
Don't they call Witbank Emalahleni?
There we go.
It's the place of coal.
There we go.
And it is, it's a... Does it still have that huge wall along the highway? Because so many people get killed running across
the
highway.
But they still do.
And they still run.
Because where the wall ends, that's now where they run across.
It's a dangerous place.
And they're striking today, isn't it? We just got out there. We drove in this morning. Yes.
Witbank.
Funny Witbank. Het ons ingery.
When you go back there now, Jeanette, are you like a celebrity? Do people come out of their houses and wave flags like Charlize
Theron? They're like, people are like that. And they actually asked me to come judge at a school modeling thing on Friday. But I have to be back in Cape Town tomorrow. Yes. So, God bless.
Oh, shame.
Shame. Tell me about what it means to be body positive. Because I've heard a lot of people who say that any size is body positive. No. And you say that it's got to be healthy as well. What's the difference, though? Where's the line?
For me, it's like, yeah, you have to be healthy. You can't sit and eat all the wrong things, cholesterol, like, you know, you need to love your body. And so I'm not talking about women only. I'm talking about men as well.
What do you not eat? What is out of line?
I try not to eat breads and pastas and things so much because that doesn't work with my body so well. Like, I can binge eat. Like, I'm an emotional eater. If I'm happy, I eat. If I'm sad, I eat.
Right.
I love eating. So I'm just made it to the more. I was bigger than this.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, and my husband was just like, please, like, you know, I love
you. Just trim it down a little.
Yeah, no, he was like, I love you. It's just, I'm so concerned about your health.
Yeah.
That was the thing. So, yeah, no, he's the one that runs 10Ks in the morning and stuff like that. So, for us doing things together, we love hiking and things. So, it's a lifestyle change. That's actually the thing. It's not about for rules. It's a lifestyle change. And that's how you, being positive for your body.
You got kids?
Not
you
yet.
You want kids?
I want kids.
Mm.
I want kids. You know, like I grew up, our family was AWB.
Oh, really? So we're right wing, huh?
Yeah, Eugene Treblanche was a house friend. And then I got myself a nice colored husband.
Must have gone well.
No, I'm telling you, now everybody loves him. He was loving it in Witbank. My brother-in-law, they went shooting, and we told them, please just don't play racist, because that can just get into the...
Oh, for sure. You guys were like, Avia beer, and then you suddenly became...
Yeah,
really? Maybe. And now you've got a colored husband?
Yes, and now everybody loves him. And I make history in all fields of my life.
Your family's brains must have exploded. No, model in Cape Town, parties, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, hanging out with all these cool people, and then the colored husband.
Yes. That treats me like a queen.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I promise you. They say a woman makes a man, but a man makes a woman as well. And I think if it wasn't for him loving me for just... If I tell him today I want to be a clown, he'll go, babe, gonna help you, you're gonna be best clown. So whatever I do, he is 120% behind me. Like, I travel quite a lot for work and stuff as well. And I mean, your typical South African husband wouldn't allow that. Like, I
what did you think your husband would be like when you were growing up? Did you think he'd turn into one of those old months with a boop?
I thought that's exactly like I used to date Afrikaanse man.
Yeah.
And I thought that I would probably end up on the farm with five children behind the stove. Oof. That's where you're supposed to be. No ambition, no nothing. And I mean,
that didn't.
Or be plaas, lekker.
No, instead you're doing TV commercials
no,
in Germany.
No, I'm just like living my best life. Like, I literally, my life did a 360.
Nice.
Completely. And I wouldn't have had it any other way. Like, and I'm just so excited for the future because I'm a Gemini and I always have to be a winner, you know, and I'm just pushing myself.
Good for you. Pleasure
Thank
to
you.
Meet you.
Thank you. Really. It was wonderful.
Very cool to talk to you this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
A ray of sunshine.
Oh, my Thank goodness.
You. What Thank a happy, positive, lovely human being to be around.
Thank you.
I can see why people like you.
Thank you, Gareth.
All right. Did you behave badly at Fashion Week?
No.
You didn't even?
No, not at
didn't
all.
Get drunk or?
No.
Huge amounts of drugs like other models do?
No, not at all. Like, I didn't do any of those things. I think we went to the after party for half an hour. Because remember, we had to drive back.
Yes.
To the banks, baby.
Oh, hell.
So by, by 11 o'clock, we drove back. We went to Rocamamas, had a drink there and something to eat and home we went. I was there from 10 o'clock in the morning, so I was exhausted by the time it was done.
Don't you think being pretty is the biggest advantage in the world? Like,
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten me out of a lot
Thank
of things.
Thank you for not denying it.
Yes. No,
I
gosh.
Hate pretty people like who are like, honest. No, it's just...
I'm not really you that get into, pretty. Oh, stop it.
Yeah, you get into trouble at school. If you're pretty, you get away with it.
Yes.
If you get into trouble at work, you get away with it. If you go to the bank and everybody else is lined up, they'll ask, sorry, ma'am, would you come to the front? Because you're pretty. You never have to wait for anyone.
Darling,
people
I used
are
to
nice
sell
to
hydraulics and pneumatics.
Wow, that's a hard business for someone pretty, but I bet you it worked.
It worked. I didn't even know what I was talking
hydraulics
about.
Hydraulics and
buying stuff there on the white. right. Just like you need Hello. This. Are you sure you don't need this whole cylinder? No, I just want the valve. No, take the cylinder.
Oh, you
know. Okay, give me five. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, pretty works. Like, it can get you. I mean, yeah. It even got me, like, when I was pulled over. Oh, skis constable, it's my own cunt.
Oh, what did you say about cunt?
Yeah, own cunt.
Jeez, all right. Oh, wow. What a life.
I need to show more heavage in my life. That is what will help me.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Sia's busy discovering a new bestie.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well,
discover the world together.
Well, what a pleasure to meet you this morning.
Thank
and
you so much.
I hope we'll see you again soon. And good luck with the modeling career.
Thank
and
you.
Everything else.
Thank you.
And let us know when your sister eventually gets out of Witbank.
Oh, I will. I'll actually tweet you the day.
We'll organize her a visa.
Yes. No, she actually bought a passport in her handbag for us just to get here.
All right. Thank you so much. What
thank
a pleasure.
You
all right. If you want to go and check out her Instagram, because it's really interesting, and you can go and see all her pictures. She puts up all of them. The lingerie pics, the lot. Jeanette Seister. That's Syster. And her name, Jeanette, JuneTTE. You can find her. She's the only Jeanette, I think, on Instagram.
The Afrikaans so Jeanette.
Oh, I'll say. Go and take a look. See what she's up to.
This is CliffCentral.com.